Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival. Today we're going to be talking about the strand called Future Frames with one of its participants, director Neven Samarčić, who's presenting his film Clean. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So just to start off and kind of introduce you a little bit to our listeners, I would just quite simply like to ask you a little bit about how you ended up making films, just a little bit about your journey to actually making movies.
Well, I always loved watching movies, went to the video store a lot, and video rental actually store a lot, and then
Still talking about VHS?
Yes. I'm that old, so I started on VHS.
Man, I feel you. Like I was. It's nice to hear that VHS in an interview. Yes. You know?
And then I didn't really know what to do. At one point in high school, we did some Shakespeare plays. And we were supposed to set up, like in groups in our class, we were supposed to set up a scene from his main plays, like Macbeth, Hamlet, I don't remember which others. And it came, somehow we were in a group of 7-8 people, and somehow I was the one making the decisions in a way, and I saw that I might have a feel for it, knack for it. And then I enrolled into the academy when I was 21, Academy of Performing Arts in Sarajevo, and that's where it all started in a way. This movie Clean, which is represented here in Future Frames, is my first movie success, I would say. It's not a big success, it's a student movie, but it's the first movie that went out into the world.
Well, it's at a major film festival now, so yes. It is a success. But the performing arts, I'm very curious as to, performing arts is just such a broad term, so are you also, on top of film, interested in other art, performing art forms? Like I'm thinking of theater, obviously.
Yes, actually our school is very specific in a way that we have both film and theater directing. We are taught both film and theater directing. Like one semester we have theater, the other semester we have film. And like it's like that for 4 years.
Oh, yeah, so do they kind of meet in your movies, do you feel like, both influences?
But they met in a way that the theater shaped me as a director in working with actors, definitely. That's one of the most important things for me, is work with actors. And thanks to my school, our program, I worked a lot in theater with actors, and that's something that, as I said, shaped me as a director, and I'm grateful, very grateful for that.
That's great. So, I mean, we can just, talking about your film here, that screening here, Clean, would you like to introduce it to our listeners and tell us a little bit about the story?
It's
as much as you'd like.
It's always so ungrateful to speak about the story, since it's a short movie, but it's about a guy named Fudo, who is a heroin addict. And after an overdose of his friend, he wants to get clean. Mm-hmm. He wants to go back home. He wants to, reintegrate in a way in his old society. Mm-hmm. And on that path, he encounters problems.
I see. Is addiction a theme that you're somehow familiar with?
I'm familiar with it in a way. I mean, if you're asking me if I was a heroin addict or something like that, I wasn't.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yes.
It's hard to kick off.
Yes. I had some, I was experimenting when I was younger, of course. But I know a lot of people who have problems with drugs. Mm-hmm. So that's, from there it came on, and it's not just drugs. There are many, I said it just before, so I feel strange. There are many addictions in the modern day world, like painkillers, antidepressants, shopping for some, gambling, betting. We can go on and on and on, some very strange ones. So the main thing here is addiction. It's something that it's very hard to throw away. And what does that create in the society's view of you. That for me maybe is the most important thing.
Definitely. I think it's a very real topic. Yeah, absolutely agree with you. How do you feel it's represented in cinema generally?
Well, topic of heroin addiction or drug addiction is quite out there. And, I mean, it has been. There are a lot of good movies about it. But lately, I haven't seen many. Maybe I missed them, but I didn't see them. And the problem for me, it's not a problem, but sometimes it is portrayed in a way that it comes off as cool. I mean, Trainspotting, we're just talking about it with the guys here. A lot of people don't remember the dead baby in Trainspotting, but they remember how Ewan McGregor looks quite cool, and
he does.
And so I think there's a bit of disbalance there, but also I understand that point of view, because in a way it may sound stupid, but in a way those type of people are in a way rebels in a modern day society. They are outcasts, they are rebels, so I understand that portrait of them, but sometimes the social impact of addiction is ignored.
Yeah. I definitely met addicts that didn't look like Ewan McGregor in Trainspotting. Far from it. So,
Actually a movie that I watched after I wrote the script, and it's very similar to what I wrote, and it's Oslo. The one that Joachim Trier did,
yes.
I think, I don't remember, Oslo and some date after that. And for me, that is quite good portrayal of a recovering addict. It was really emotional, and it was really strong. So there are very good and complex movies about it as well.
I think we talk about this for a very long time, but I think that, it's so strong that it doesn't get as high a rating as Trainspotting on IMDb.
Yeah.
It's very uncomfortable.
It's very uncomfortable to watch that. That's exactly why. Yes, it's not fun.
So I think that's good, because it kind of gives us an idea of sort of your approach to the very difficult themes. But we're going to have to wrap this interview up. But as a final question, I would just like to really ask you about your experience here at Carlo Vivari as part of the Future Frames, and what you hope to kind of gain from this experience.
The experience so far has been great, amazing. I very much like the people who are with me in this experience, the other directors. We're having a very nice time, and what I'm hoping to get is, I said this many times but here, but it's so true, it's supposed to be a first step in building some type of international professional career.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Okay, so I wish you all the best with that, and I thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you very much for having me.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.